The Fairbanks North Star Borough School Superintendent says the district is facing a budget shortfall of up to $11 million in the coming school year. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, Karen Gaborik says that will require the district to eliminate more than 60 jobs.
Gaborik says the budget comes with a message.
The crux of it is that we face significant fiscal challenges.
The $11 million gap in the proposed 2015-2016 budget presented to the school board and the Citizens Budget Review Committee comes from state funding cuts and a drop in enrollment. Gaborik says district officials had anticipated eliminating about 66 positions, including about 38 teachers, to accommodate a $7.6 million cut in state funding that was due to falling enrollment in the district. They'd anticipated about 375 less students will enroll next year, bringing the district enrollment to just over 14,000. Then a couple of weeks ago, the district learned it would lose another $3.4 million due to state budget cuts in response to falling oil revenues.
So the proposed budget was based on the $7.6 million shortfall. We have not had a chance yet to respond to, you know, the possibility of an additional $3.4 million, so there may be additional cuts coming.
Gaborik says less teachers mean more students will have to be packed into classrooms, increasing the teacher-to-student ratio at all grade levels. The biggest jump would be at the high school level, where, on average, one teacher would have classes with more than 30 students. A big class like that reduces the quality of instruction that teachers can offer each student. Gaborik says the other personnel she's planning to cut in her worst-case scenario includes staff who also are essential to good instruction.
We're talking reductions in counselors, reductions in tutors, you know, reductions in nurses, things like that.
Gaborik says she's hopeful that the state will find ways to restore at least some of those funding cuts and that the borough may be able to help out as it has in recent years. Last year, the Assembly and Mayor Luke Hopkins cobbled together a plan that enabled the district to avoid cutting jobs. But Hopkins is not optimistic that the borough will be able to come through again this year with much, if any, additional funding.
We've increased funding every single year, but we can't fill that large a hole. Absolutely, we can't.
Hopkins says the borough is just beginning to hammer out its own proposed budget for next fiscal year and must deal with its own state funding shortfalls. Gaborik says the school district still has nearly 3 months to make its case to the state before the school board must approve a budget and pass it along to the borough assembly. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.